soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 20th, 2016. This is an exhortation today about the danger of not taking heed and being very careful about your spiritual life. You know, God gives us everything we need to be blameless before Him. Blameless, upright, totally pleasing. And that comes by a complication of processes, but it's by being as a child, being teachable before the Lord, having faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, who takes away the sins of the world by shedding His blood, redeeming and redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, and then being taught by the Lord, seeking Him with all our heart. He purchases us with His own blood, and it was a very high cost. The Father Almighty only had one begotten Son, and His name is Jesus. And the Father was very, very pleased with Jesus, and He said so verbally, where people heard the excellent glory speak from heaven out of a cloud. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. And that's what this is about. It's so imperative that we hear the voice of the Lord. And religion is at odds with the Lord Jesus Christ. Religion is a business using the Lord with scripts, with actors, acting and playing a part, not being genuine. And as we hear today, we're going to hear, as it was written in Jeremiah chapter 12, the prophet Jeremiah speaking to God about His judgments. And Jeremiah was asking the Lord, "Lord, why do the wicked prosper? Why does it seem to go so well with people that hate You, don't know You?" And you're going to be shocked to find who those people were that Jeremiah was referring to, calling them wicked. They would honor God with the mouth. They would speak of God, but God was far from their reins, from their heart. Do you see? Same thing that Isaiah spoke in Isaiah 29, 10 through 13, where you had the religious system, religion, seers and prophets, and the rulers of the people honoring God, drawing near with the mouth, honoring God with the lips, but their hearts they had removed far from God, and they would teach for doctrines the commandments of men. This is referred in several places in the New Testament by Jesus Himself, Mark chapter 7, Matthew 15. Jesus would warn, "Take heed, beware," and that is a warning from Jesus Christ Himself, and that is what I am reflecting today. The exhortation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you better take heed, you better beware, you better examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. And it's time to do a system check. A system check. The Lord spoke in parables, illustrations. And this is a great illustration. As I was thinking about an airliner, a plane, a jet, before they take off with passengers, there's a long list of the protocol procedures that they must go through. In fact, I'm looking online right now at one by Flight Safety Foundation. And it says, be prepared. Check your flights and your aircraft sets. There's guidelines. There's preparation. There's functions. There's questions that have to be asked. Why, what, who, where, when, how. Ground checks, pre-flight activities, checking the exterior, checking the interior, ground checks, air conditioning, data systems, anti-ice. Remember, I'm illustrating your spiritual life is far more complicated than this. But, you know, sometimes by doing a system check, you find things that aren't functional, that aren't adequate, that actually are in failure mode. And there's so many things that have been introduced into religious system that's far from God, that denies him, denies the teachings of Jesus. It's flat out in the face opposite 180 degrees. The Lord Jesus, when he came to his own people received him not. They didn't have the love of God. They didn't receive the one that was sent by the Father. And when Jesus would speak the words that the Father had taught him and ordained for him to speak, they didn't have the word of God abiding in their heart. And when he spoke, they would just hear sounds but not relate to the message. And they missed the time of their visitation. Their heart wasn't right. Their eye, their cognitive, rational reasoning of judgment and doctrines was corrupted. And it only takes one minute thing to be wrong with the system to cause fatality, demise, destruction. It's a very straight and narrow way that leads to life. And what Jesus said was strive, strive that you may enter through the straight gate. Because there's only few that are going to find it. But there's a very broad and wide way that leads to destruction, and many go thereby. You better do a system check. You better seek the Lord, because time is running out. The time of the Lord is to perfect his people, and the gospel of the kingdom of God will be proclaimed throughout all the world, and then the end comes. Ready or not, the Lord comes. And he'll either scoop you up with one of his reaper angels that will gather the wicked and sever them from the just to be bundled and burned in unquenchable fire. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth as religious people that honored God and spoke of God and sat and heard all the teachings and gave to this and gave to that and did great works, but they were flawed in one way or another. And that's what this message is about. You better do a system check. You better seek the Lord with all your heart. Seek his face. Hear his voice. One day, Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. This is from Luke 16:14. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, they heard all these things and they derided him. They found fault with Jesus' teaching. And Jesus was explaining that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven because they love their riches. They love the temporal. They love the sins of the flesh. And Jesus was saying, if you've not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? And no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, is what Jesus taught. And the Pharisees loved their money. They loved their gold and their silver and all that is accompanied with that. And they heard these things and they wouldn't receive it, and they derided the Lord Jesus. And he said to them, you are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That's Luke 16:15, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear the teaching of Jesus? Men, religious men, justify themselves before other men that are religious. And they scratch one another's back and support one another and strengthen and join hand in hand in their corruption. And they promise the wicked life, and they don't tell people to turn unto the Lord in repentance, in godly sorrow, repentance. God knows the heart. And they esteem things. Their judgment is completely flawed, system error. They boast of things that are base, carnal, worldly, sensual, devilish. Like Cain, offering to God. He was religious. He would offer God sacrifices, things that he produced out of the earth. God had no respect for Cain or his offering, and the man was a man of the devil. He was of that wicked one, Satan. esteeming things. Paul talked about this as those that are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, driven by natural appetite, and they boast of wickedness, carnality, which is so shameful. These are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Better do a system check. When Jesus teaches, he means what he says. We need to be instructed. There's so many things that are wrong that the religious system is doing. That's just like ancient Israel and ancient Judah. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the Lord said in Jeremiah 10, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he utters his voice, there's a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain and brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish, stupid in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The Lord is confounding the devices of idolatry, worshiping, serving the works of their own hands. Whether the stars, the hosts of the heavens, the planets, or things they make, or trees, or wood, or gold, or silver, or even things of the imagination of the mind, or even covetousness is idolatry, Paul has told us. Israel, the house of Israel, was a failure before the Lord. The house of Judah, a failure before the Lord. In Isaiah 65, the Lord had said this great thing. Isaiah 66, thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, says the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. Religious men are the builders that love to build. They love to be esteemed for what they work and create like Babylon. And they'll exalt it up into the heavens to make a name for themselves. And the same thing is true in religion. They thought the temple in Jerusalem was so beautiful. The goodly stones, the beauty of the buildings. And the Lord let them know that not one stone would be upon another that would not be thrown down, completely eradicated. The temple, the law, and all that it stood for, it was completely destroyed by the Lord's army, Rome. Jesus told them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rise it again. And this he spake of his body. It's in John chapter 2. The house of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of God dwelt in the Lord Jesus. Are you in Jesus? Are you in him? Because he's the man that the Father has pleasure with. It's not brick. It's not mortar. It's not wood. It's not stone or gold or silver. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. All these things the Lord is bringing correction. It's time to hear the voice of the Lord. For the Spirit speaks to the assemblies, the called out people, the assembly, the ecclesia of the Lord. But men insist on doing their own thing the way of those of their fathers that denied the Lord Jesus Christ, that killed all the prophets, that stoned all those that were sent, and persecuted and killed even Jesus and his apostles and the early assembly of the Lord. Nothing is new. People do a lot of lip service, as the Pharisees and scribes would quote Moses, sitting in Moses' seat, but not touching one of the words with their own finger. And when they would cross land and sea to make a proselyte, and when they were finished, they made twice the child of hell than themselves. They ruin people's lives. The Lord has a harvest of people, and he's not going to bring them into the church world, church land, church system any more than he would bring them into the synagogue system, because the church world is the synagogue system. Identical. You have to have eyes to see. You have to have a heart that's willing to perceive. Ears that understand. The Lord said this in Proverbs 23, verse 15. My son, if your heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yes, my reins shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. The Lord's pleased when we speak right. The Lord's pleased when we're perfect in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Do a system check. Do you line up with the Word of God? Get rid of the things that are contrary to the Lord. Be teachable. Be instructed. Be convicted. Don't harden your heart. Today, hear his voice. Harden not your heart, as in the day of the provocation, when God swore in his wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And ladies and gentlemen, you know it's true. There are many people that say they have faith in Jesus Christ, but they refuse the voice of him that speaks from heaven. And they're going to do what they want to do, every man doing what's right in their own eyes. And they will be cast out, the door is shut, and they find themselves outside in eternal darkness, weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. A fire unquenchable, where the worm dies not. Examine yourself. System check. Get in the Word. Let the Holy Spirit examine you. Ask the Lord to show you. Psalms 25, verse 4. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. This is the Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Ladies and gentlemen, when we were children, we behaved as children. But it's time to grow up into Jesus Christ. It's time to follow the Lord. And you know in your own city, you don't go just build a house without a permit. And you don't just build that violates the codes. And there's so many things that are done in the religious world that is absolutely opposite of the teaching instruction of Jesus. And the Lord gives grace, and the Lord gives space, and he gave even Jezebel, that woman that called herself a prophetess, a time of space and grace to turn and repent. Follow the truth. Serve the Lord. You will not be crowned unless you serve the Lord lawfully. Everything will be tried by fire, 1 Corinthians 3. All the works that are wood, hay, and stubble will be burned up. Many people are going to be absolutely confounded as they're naked, empty, when we can be instructed by the Lord, perfected by the Lord, and this is what he's doing. How can this be done? Jesus actually said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. But with God, all things are possible. And this is what Jesus said. They asked Jesus, who can be saved? It's impossible. There's so many details. The list is long for the system check, the doctrine of the Lord, the teaching of the Lord. What you do and how you do it is very important to the Lord. He's put it in the scriptures, and he's given us the illustration of what was called strange fire, for they offered to God things that he commanded not. You don't just offer God sacrifice. It's an abomination to the Lord. You follow the leading of the Lord, and the only way to please God is acceptably is through Jesus Christ. Follow the Spirit. Follow the Lord. The Lord ordains our works that we should walk in them. They said, who can be saved, Lord? It's impossible. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. It takes God. You've got to rely on the Lord. You've got to put your trust in him. He is the God of truth, and he is the God of salvation, and he will perfect that which concerns you. But he said, be not as a mule that has no understanding, that has to be brought with a bridle in its mouth, lest it comes near unto you. Psalm 32. We're in the last days, and the Lord is bringing correction to his house. That judgment begins in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is the assembly of the Lord. It has nothing to do with a schism, a sect, a denomination. Even though God has people that are caught up in those religious systems, as Ezekiel 34 expressed, there's evil shepherds, wicked shepherds that do not know the Lord, do not follow the Lord. And this is Jeremiah 10, verse 21. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord, and therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. What does a pastor do? What does a shepherd do? Cares for sheep. What does an airline steward do, or an airline stewardess do? Coffee, tea, or milk? Water? Are you hungry? A little snack? And make sure your seatbelt is fastened. The role of a pastor as an exalted master is being judged by the Lord. We are not to be called and exalted by as a title or a hireling professional over the people, because that takes the place of the master, Jesus. And that's what he said. And that's what he teaches in Matthew 23, 6 through 12. Everyone that exalts himself in such a way, like the Pharisees or the rulers of the synagogue, which is absolutely synonymous to the role of a pastor today. Where are the apostles and the prophets and the miracles and the gifts of healing and the true teachers of the Lord, not the false teachers that teach all the counsel of God through the gift of Jesus Christ? There's a difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconia. One is real, one is false. You've got to have the eye of the Lord. And when you have a taste for the pure milk of the word, you will not have a taste for the trampled on waters that men have trotted through and given you to drink. Go to the fountain of living waters, and he that drinks of this waters that the Lord will give will never thirst again. Seek the Lord. It's time to hear his voice and do what he says. Come outside the religious system, the error, and be perfect before the Lord. Walk as an example of a believer in faith, in purity, in spirit, in truth, in all things that you do, whether in deed or in word, do all as unto the Lord. Pleasing as dear children unto the Lord. From time to time, I observe others that are in major platforms to speak, and they speak in the name of Jesus, but they are in such great error, and they are an example of what I'm talking about. They are deceived and they deceive. They're wicked men that are deceivers, being deceived and deceiving others. And they say so many right things. And that's what the Lord said. How can you, being evil, speak good things? Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or the tree evil and its fruit evil. But this is what happens. With good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple, ladies and gentlemen. And you've been told, beware of men. Take heed. Seek the Lord. Sit at his feet. Be taught by the Lord. And meet with others that do the same thing. But beware. In 1 Corinthians 5, there was great immorality that Paul addressed. He was shocked that the assembly of the Lord there in Corinthians was so open in accepting of great immorality, where a man was sleeping with his father's wife. And they were puffed up by it, is what he said. And he spoke of the leaven. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven. And I'm bringing this up because how serious it is by your affiliations and those you associate with when there's immorality. There's different types of leaven. There's false doctrine. There's hypocrisy. And this, that's stated in 1 Corinthians 5. And the Lord spoke through Paul and led Paul in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they came together and gathered with his spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, they were to turn that man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, for the saving of his soul. And the fear of God comes on people when you speak like this. You can't walk in immorality and fornication and covetousness and foolishness and drunkenness and ripping off people. You're not even to eat with them. But Paul said they were puffed up. It already had affected them, the leaven of this, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to ask you, consider what Jesus said in Luke 17, 20 and 21, that the kingdom of heaven was likened to leaven that a woman took and hid, and the word is crypto, leaven in three measures of meal until it was all leavened. I want you to picture a bowl. Take a teaspoon of leaven, baking soda, yeast, and then take three measures of meal and mix it all up. And now I want you to remove the leaven. How do you purge out the old leaven so that you can be a new lump without leaven? For you are called to be unleavened in Jesus Christ. Jesus is unleavened bread. He's the Passover. He's the Lamb of God. And he's absolutely pure. There's no sin, no wickedness, no sin, iniquity at all. He's blameless. And you need to be in Jesus. But you are to purge out, therefore, the old leaven. How can you do that? This is what the Lord's disciples were saying, Lord. It's impossible. We can't do that. No, with what is impossible with men is possible with God. And God can show you the leaven. God can show you the false doctrine, the things that look correct, but they're tilted, slanted, askew, and off the mark. Carnal and worldly and base, error, subtle, cunning, crafty. And these devices are being used by the wicked ones that serve the devil. I'm calling you to tell you to take heed, beware of the leaven. There's so many people that know about the Lord. They know true things, but their system is full of errors. They're of the world and they speak of the world. And their folly shall be made known in due time. But you can sanctify yourself and sanctify the Lord and be his true disciple to continue in his word.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com. with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.